Wisdom is the principal thing to get, and reflection is the noblest pathway to wisdom. This podcast will empower you with inspiration, motivation, insights, and wisdom to thrive and win in your world. So, let's get started with your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Hello, welcome to this particular broadcast. I strongly believe we've been blessed by the very fact of work that we've been discussing. Starting from this particular podcast, I'll be taking us through the 13 laws of work that I've come to discover in my little stay on earth. I've been involved with several platforms for work. I've been involved with work for non-profit. I've been involved with for-profit. I've been involved with work that requires flexibility of time. I've been involved with work that is in a structured environment. These principles of work works anywhere you find yourself. The application of this platform is not limited to a particular space. It is universal in application. So I'll be sharing with us the various laws of work. For every podcast, we'll be talking about two major laws, except for one of the laws. So let's start off today by looking at the first principle of work, which is the law of clarity. The law of clarity says that you must have a vision for the work you do. Every assignment that you get involved with must start with a vision. You must have a vision for your task. You must have a vision for the work you do. King Solomon once said that where there is no vision, the people perish. This is very, very key. And this tells us the importance of having a vision for the work that we do. Aside from having a vision for what you do, there must be an agreement between your vision for work and the vision of the organization that you work for. This is very, very key, because if they're not in sync, there will continually be issues with your vision and the vision of organizations. Either you neglect your vision for the organization, or you cheat the organization to work in your vision. There must be an agreement between your vision and the vision of the organization you work for. And as you get involved in an organization, there are critical things you need to understand. Every organization offers you four things. Number one, they give you money that comes in compensation or salary. Number two, they offer you a platform for another job or another work. This is also key, because some organization can put so much in you that it makes it easier for you to get another job. Number three, some organizations trains you and prepares you for life and for your next phase of assignment. There are some organizations in Nigeria, for instance, that will never pay you a premium, but they will train you to become a premium. This is very, very key. And the fourth thing organizations can offer you is to brand you. There are some organizations that you can work for, and without you talking in public, because of that organization, you have become a brand alone. This actually is one of the reasons why anytime you find yourself working in an establishment or working for somebody, or you work as an entrepreneur, one of the things you need to ask yourself is, what is this platform offering me? Is it offering me money? Is it just paying the bills? Or is it training me? Or is it branding me? Or is it creating a platform for me for another job? These are the basic principles of clarity at work. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. In the next podcast, we'll talk about the second law of work. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us as we come to the end of this podcast. For more information on Femi Luther's library, you can visit his website, www.femiluther.net, or his social media handles, Instagram and Twitter, at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.